than either. "Hiccup will be in charge, and that is an order!" screamed Gober, who didn't do noises quieter than screaming. He was a 7-foot giant with a mad glint in his one working eye and a beard like exploding fireworks. Despite the freezing cold, he was wearing hairy shorts and a teeny-weeny deerskin vest that showed off his lobster-red skin and bulging muscles. He was holding a flaming torch in one gigantic fist.
"Hiccup will be leading you, although he is, admittedly, completely useless, because Hiccup is the son of the chief, and that's the way things go with us Vikings. Where do you think you are, the Republic of Rome? Anyway, that is the least of your problems today. You are here to prove yourself as a Viking hero, and it is an ancient tradition of the Hooligan tribe that you should..."
Gober paused dramatically.
"First catch your dragon!"
Oh, suffering scallops, thought Hiccup.
"Our dragons are what set us apart," bellowed Gober. "Lesser humans train hawks to hunt for them, horses to carry them. It is only the Viking heroes who dare to tame the wildest, most dangerous creatures on earth.